Welcome to The Grow Show. Grow yourself, grow your business, grow your community. Here's your host, Gary Jones.
Hey folks, and how are you doing today? Now, welcome to this episode of The Grow Show. And to start things off in 2023, I am going to be doing a special interview. Now, this time, I'm not going to be asking the questions. The questions are going to be asked by my good friend and buddy, Howard Vail from Maverick Media Live. Now, he brought me onto his live stream at the end of last year, it's the end of 2022. And we spoke about podcasts, we spoke about videos, we spoke about marketing, we spoke about Grow Radio, we spoke about my business journey. And over 40 minutes or so, we covered a hell of a lot of topic. And the content was just such golden nuggets of info for you. I thought we've got to share it on here. So, with Howard's blessing, and also my blessing as well, because it was a damn good interview. Hope you enjoyed this chat with me and Howard Vail.
Greetings, hello, and welcome to some live chat with me, Howard Vail of Maverick Media.live, where I have some fantastic guests coming on talking about what they do, which can help you in your business. Streaming at three places today. We're on Facebook, hello on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter Live. So I'm giving Twitter Live a bit of a go. So thank you for joining. So why don't you come and say hi? So we're watching from in the chat if you're watching on the replay. That'll be awful. That'll be awful. Awesome. Ben, morning, Ben. How you doing, mate? Thank you for joining us. I'm just going to make one short thing there. There we go. Tad embarrassing. My other day job. Sorry about that. This is Maverick Media Live with some live chat. So morning, Ben. Yes. So yeah, we have some great guests on who've got some business tips that can help you, you know, with your business, if you're just starting up or you want some ideas on how to improve stuff, this is the place to be. And Ben saying, I'm all good, hope you are too. Yeah, I'm all good. Apart from, I had trouble with the dentist with my teeth this week. Went to the dentist on Monday because I'm not sure you want to hear this, but I had terrible pain in my teeth. So I went down there because I have fillings back in September. Anyway, to cut a long story short, he said I have to come out. So I said, well, you might as well do it now then. So he did. And it's still a bit painful. I'm on painkillers, but I'm a brave soldier. But that's enough of me me waffling. It's time to introduce to you, have some live chat with the brilliant Gary Jones. Morning, Gary. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing, Howard? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's been. How long have I been trying to get you on the show?
At least a couple of years, doesn't it? We've been going back and forth for years.
I know. You're exclusive, but blimey, spare some time for the ordinary bloke in the street.
So, no, it's a pleasure to be here. It's been great.
Yeah, it'll be worth it, folks. Seriously, what's Ben saying? I'm going to have to watch a replay. Don't worry. That's what we're here for. The replays will always be here. Yep. So that's cool. Right. There we go. Yeah. So thank you for this. So I'll try not to keep it too long. So how's your week been, mate? Anyway.
Business wise, good. Personally, just started a week a couple of days ago. Got knocked off my bike while cycling. So pretty banged up and bruised up, but apart from that, all good.
That's good. So you're fitting well.
Yeah, apart from not being able to lift my arm any more than that.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. It's not broken. It's just sprained. It's all good.
It will get better, though.
It will. Give me a week and I'll be up and running again.
Yeah, Brilliant. So if you're just joining me, I've got the brilliant Gary Jones from Grow Radio, who's a podcaster, trainer, producer. And we're going to be talking about, well, guess podcast, because I call it the wireless for the 21st century. And it's just exploded even within the last year, because I know you started years ago when it was just an odd thing on the internet. Mm-hmm. But it's really grown. And so we can talk about podcasts while they're good, because, you know, as I said above, they help build community, they show off your expertise. And stuff like that. So, a podcast, I've probably given the answer already, but you could probably describe it better than me. What is a podcast, Gary?
So, podcast is an audio, in the simplest terms, it's an audio file that you can listen to and download and basically listen to it on the go. So if you imagine when you're reading a blog, you're actually reading the words on the kind of the copy. If you're watching a video, you're watching the screen. Well, with a podcast, you're listening to it. So which means that when you listen to a podcast, you can be driving, you can be gardening, you can do the washing up, you can just be working and have it on in the background. You know, so there's a lot of uses for podcasts. But in the simplest term, it's an audio file that you can listen to. But that's just what it actually is. What it does, you've already alluded to it. You know, you've alluded to a couple of ones. It's great for building communities. It's great for sharing stories. And if you think about, you know, what, as human beings, we learned and we passed on information and knowledge through stories, from sitting around a campfire and talking to people. And those all traditions and stories have gone through generation to generation and generation. Well, podcasting is another way of capturing those all traditions and knowledge, and it's being passed on. But the beauty is that you can sit down, listen to it, and feel like you're sitting in the room with the other people. It's a brilliant tool.
It is, as you just said. Obviously, with video, we'll talk about video and podcasting later on. But definitely, it's on in the background. You can just turn it on and do your bits and bobs and still hearing it in there. And people use it for knowledge as well, you know, because you're an expert in your field. But how did you get into this, Gary?
So when I can remember finding podcasts probably 12 or 13 years ago when I was commuting from my then day job from Warwick to Oxford, and I was going by train, so it's 45 minutes each way, as well as a 10-minute walk to the train station. So I wanted to keep myself occupied. So I found this little tab on iTunes called Podcasts, Apple Podcasts at that time, Podcasts, and I started listening to podcasts on there. And I basically fell into them through listening to the topics that I was into at that time. So for me, it was triathlon, it was running related, marathons, a little bit of business, but, you know, at that time, not many business people had kind of got their head around podcasts because it was pretty much brand new at the time. A few comedians was just starting to get onto it, but it was very kind of starting point, kind of amateur, very, very kind of college-based USA kind of jobby at the time. But I was listening to the people who I was reading about in magazines, and I was listening to them talk about the experiences that they've gone through, the training that they've had. It gave me a real good kind of backstory to them, so I understood them more, but also I learned more about the topic. So that was kind of 12 years ago. Then fast forward probably 4 or 5 years after that, still carried on listening to podcasts, but I kind of saw more people get involved with them, in terms of people sharing their stories, giving information. And at that time, then I was built a small network up in the local area, and I approached the radio station just to see if I could get onto one of their podcasts or one of the radio shows. That was literally the plan. Was just literally just stuff it. So Sunday afternoon, I've had a glass of wine. Let's just be cheeky and just see if I can get on a radio show. Yeah, it was that kind of thought process. That was Sunday afternoon. By the Monday evening, I'd met with the radio station. They loved the network. They knew about the network that I was already building at the time. And they said to me, well, if you can start producing the podcast for us, we can put it on our radio station. And I had 2 weeks and my mobile phone, which, remember, this was 7 or 8 years ago, so not this good mobile phone here, a much older version of it, to learn how to podcast. And that's how it all started.
Yeah. In fact, you've answered indirectly my next question, because, you know, people may be interested in launching a podcast. They probably haven't got a clue where to start. So in simple terms, if you're speaking to people now on how to start a podcast, is some hacks and tips or something to make it simple for people to start?
Yeah, of course. So for me, one of the big things that stop people from doing it, starting a podcast, is they're either not sure about what their idea is, so what the podcast is actually going to be about, or it's about technology. It's normally one of those two bits. And those two bits span a lot of stuff. Now, in terms of the technology side of it, simply use, this is my advice to most people, is if they want to start it and they haven't got a big budget, start it with the technology that they've got. So if they've got a computer and that computer's got an okay kind of audio chip in it, then do use that. Use that to start off with. If they've got a mobile phone, you can use that. You don't have to use fancy technology if you haven't got it to hand. It depends on what level you want the podcast to be at. I must stress that. But you don't have to spend hundreds of pounds of equipment or £1,000 of equipment to get started. You can literally just start with the equipment that you've got. It won't be fantastic, but it will get you started. Apart from that, if you did want to invest in equipment, you know, you can get some pretty decent kit for £100 for about £100 mark, which isn't a massive investment for some people, but for some people it might just be the barrier of doing it. So get it started. But the big thing for any podcasts is you've got to have a kick-ass idea. You've got to have a great idea, and you've got to be passionate about that idea and make sure that actually it works, not for you, but for the people who are listening to the podcast. You've got to put them right in the center of it, so that every piece of content you share, they get, because they really kind of get and they understand why you're saying it. You know, for every guest you get in, they resonate with that person. You know, even down to the length of the podcast, they can listen to it when they're actually doing other things, they get it. So if you place that customer, that audience, right in the center of the podcast, it starts to pretty much write itself. So my main tips really for anyone starting it is make sure that you don't think technology, make sure that technology is not a barrier for you. Start with what you got and get better at it. But make sure you work on the idea first. The idea is the most important part of the podcast, because you could have all that equipment sitting on your shelf and it'll be collecting dust if you haven't got the idea right.
Yeah, absolutely right. Because, you know, this is what I say to when I sort of advise people on creating video, whether it's live streaming or recorded. You need to talk about something that you're passionate about, but have the viewer or listener in mind, because, you know, they come up with an idea and they start talking, and it's great for them. They're having a brilliant, brilliant time, but the people watching and listening really don't care. And I think that is, in my experience, the biggest single mistake. They don't think of their, I don't want to call them customer, but their listener or viewers first. I think that's absolutely right. Got a couple of comments from Corinda, which you may have touched upon. Morning, Corinda. A couple of things he's saying is, I want to know, how did you get started with your business, and where can we find you, and what advice can you give to people? Corinda, brilliant question. We've answered the first bit, so check that on the replay. And we will put Gary's contact details a bit later when we're talking about how to find him and Grow Radio. And the advice is giving it, and he's doing it now. So what a well-timed question. Brilliant.
But Corinda, if you've got any particular questions you've got about podcasting or starting your own podcast, put it into the chat, because we can answer those as we go along.
Absolutely right. And you see this, the scroll, the creeper? What do you call it? Creeper, scroll? I don't know. Going down there. There you go. And ask Gary your questions. So there we go. Even on the replay, because we keep checking on the replay. Mm. So that'd be cool. Yeah, so what we're saying, that's in my experience, the most common mistake. They do it for themselves. They don't intend to, but that's the result. We're going to be talking about
I was just about to say that's what you can have found over lockdown. A lot of people started podcasts as a lockdown project. And what we found out is during lockdown, there was a massive surge in people launching podcasts, especially at the start. But those people hadn't worked on the idea that well. And the idea when you're working on it isn't just about the audience, although that plays a big part in it. It's about having a plan for your shows going forward, you know, not just for the net first 6 episodes or 12 episodes, but what's it going to look like in a year, 3 years, 5 years? So those people didn't have that right plan. And what we now find is that on places like Apple Podcasts and Spotify, over 95% of podcasts on there have got less than 6 episodes on in their library because people hadn't worked out how it fits in. So it's really important to make sure that it does really fit the audience, but also it works in terms of your, not only your plan, so in terms of your time, but also your business plans as well. If it's a business podcast, you've got to work all that bit out.
Yeah. Yeah. What's Corinda saying? Me and Howard are Amazon influencers and go live on Amazon. Is that podcasting too? If I could just explain, me and Corinda, I mean, I go live on Amazon Live. I think it's probably one of the first Brits to go on Amazon. But the reason I don't mention it is because it's only available in North America. Where it's going to come back to Europe or not. Had Amazon Live been in the UK, I would have had you on the show, Gary. I could have done it this morning, but because of timing in the States. But we need to focus on anyway. But yeah, I think I know what Corinda is driving. I was going to ask you that because a lot of podcasters and you two, not the group, but their podcast on video as well. Yeah. So they have a YouTube channel, whatever.
Yeah, and that's right.
What Corinna's saying, is that a podcast too? That's a good question. Is that a podcast too? Like what I'm doing now, is that a podcast?
So technically, in this form, it's not a podcast because a podcast is an audio, is audio. It's purely only audio. So at the moment, you're doing a live stream, so that's a video. So people watch it. Now, if you took away the video and streamed it on somewhere and put it onto a radio station where people can download it or onto somewhere like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, just the audio of it, then it will become a podcast. So the podcast is the audio section of it. So technically this isn't a podcast, but the reason why people who record podcasts also post the video of it on places like YouTube, on their socials, is because at the end of the day, people absorb information in a number of different ways. And some people love to watch interviews like this. Some people love to join in so they can ask questions. Some people like to listen to it back because they can't make it. So by putting the video onto places like YouTube and on your socials, it just means that people can actually engage with the video side of it, which they might prefer to rather than the audio. So it just gives you that audience a choice. So we're kind of giving our audience the maximum choice in how they engage with our content. That's why people do it.
Brilliant. We've got Adam Redshaw. Morning, gents. Morning, Adam. Thank you for joining us this morning. Yeah, Corinne's asking some questions. I'm about to ask you. We are going to come to Corinne. He's on the ball today, I tell you. Saying like Mixcloud and Anchor FM. Yeah. We're going to get to those in a minute. So obviously you've got experience, but there's some people here that'll be talking to who haven't got a clue what Anchor FM or Mixcloud is. So there we go. Because I've seen some people use it as a marketing tool, video.
Of course.
Because I've seen there are some, you know, big podcasters, small podcasters that do all sorts of topics. So they post it on YouTube and they say, well, to get to hear the full podcast, go to blank. So it's a marketing tool as well. Okay. I mean, this was next on my agenda. So, you know, start on a mobile phone, think of the topic, make sure it's for the people that are listening. And the next question is, who's going to hear it? Because you may create the best podcast. And I want to tie this in with your experiences for the past 7 years. Because, you know, you're a trainer. You train people how to do this. And you produce it and you know, all that good stuff. So I want to tie this in with your experience with Grow Radio. Because this is a business-centric interview, because it's going on, out on LinkedIn. Now, Grow Radio is a fairly new part of your business, because as I say, and also you've done live event or virtual live events as well. Mm-hmm. You thought you've had experiences on broadcasting before. So although in your sort of business journey, it was launching a radio station, how did you plan it, the concept of it? And I suppose the main thing for people to the branding of it and for people to know it exists, because a lot of people have got great businesses and it's the world's best kept secret and nobody knows about it. So although yours is a radio station, I suspect the principles are going to be the same. So what did you do to get it off the ground, Gary?
So it's a really, really good question. And it does link in with, if you've got a podcast, how do you market it? Which was what you were saying before you said about Grow Radio. And the truth is, it's all about having that vision of where you want it to go and then basically working backwards from it. But consistency and hard work pays so much into it. And I think that's the same for podcasts, radio station, or when you launch them, and it doesn't have to be a podcast or a video, but it's anything. When you launch something, it's a big project and the branding does play a part of it. So when I first wanted to launch Grow Radio, the main process I went down was, okay, how am I going to share it? How are people going to see it? Well, first of all, they're going to need to see a logo. They're going to need to see some visual stuff. So I went to a designer who I was working with previous events, a guy called Simon Clements. You know him. Other people in the network probably know him. And I said to him, okay, I've got this idea for a radio station. We're going to play a different podcast on the hour, every hour. That's our strap line. You know my brand colors. You know what I do in terms of my imaging. Play around with it. So we came up with a logo, and that was the first part of it. Then I went to a couple of voiceover people and said, okay, I need to bring it to life. So let's get a couple of jingles made. So I made a couple of jingles around it. So I literally just broke it down into small parts that I could physically use to show what Grow Radio was going to be about. And all of those parts I can still use today because it's still relevant. And then I started talking about it on social media, so started communicating it with my local audience. Though that local audience then shared it with other people who then got involved as well. So you've just had that spider web of awareness kind of go out a little bit more, a little bit more. Started mentioning it at events I started to go to. Then I started building a website. And in between that time, I was talking to people about podcasting. I was listening to what they were talking about. And the main things that we were talking about was, I don't know where to start, to start with podcasting. Where do I listen to podcasts? Another question was, I want to become a guest on a podcast. How can I do that? And then another one was, I've got a podcast. What do I do with it once I've set it up and got it sorted? So Grow Radio just started to build from all of those parts. But simply, it was all about the consistency and hard work. I literally just broke it down into individual steps and focused on that one step. Because if you have a dream of launching a radio station or launching a video series or having your own TV show or whatever it is in terms of broadcasting.
Or selling shoes, even. Same principle, isn't it?
Exactly. So out there, you're going to struggle to even think, where do I start? So all I did right at the start was think about, okay, if I'm going to share this, what am I going to need to share it? And then I just built it from there. And then the plan started to kind of form over time. But it is really about the consistency and the hard work to go into the steps to do that. If I was going to break it down, if I was going to say, talk to someone about a podcast or how even a video, and they say, I want it to be an overnight success, I want it to have 1,000 views straight off the top of the bat, I would say you're not going to get it because you, first of all, you need an audience to be able to do it. And your audience at the start will be your friends and family or your social media. That will be your audience at the start. But then it will slowly gain traction over time. So you need that consistency. You need that plan to be able to do it. And I don't know about you, but my first live stream that I ever did was years ago on my phone talking to maybe one or two people on Periscope to show the age. You know, it was before Facebook Live and LinkedIn Live was even around. That compared to what I'm doing now is completely different. And it's the same with podcasting and video. You need that time. You need that consistency. You need to fail 1,000 times before you get it right. And that's what a lot of people don't realize with podcasting. It's the same thing. So you need to stick with it. You need to stick with it and consistency. Hopefully that's answered your question in a not too
waffly way. I think so.
It was a big question.
It was a big question. Okay, so we can put this all together. Let's talk about Grow Radio.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about other bits you do, because I think you can help, well, you do help people who are novices as well as on the other end of the scale as well. So simple question is, Gary, what is Grow Radio and why is it different to other radio stations?
So Grow Radio is a radio station dedicated to bring you a different podcast on the hour every hour. So instead of having live shows, we have people send in their podcasts and we stream them on the radio station itself. To my knowledge, there's only maybe a handful of radio stations out there which outwardly promote this, although it's not a system that's new. A lot of community stations have the same back-end system as us. So we're not doing anything new in terms of the back-end of it, but we are providing podcasts as a platform to use their existing shows. If they want to go live, great. But for me, it's about using what they've already got. Because you create the content once, you might share it on your socials a couple of times, and then that's it. What do you do with that content? Well, you can repurpose it onto another platform, onto the radio station. So for me, Grow Radio is about the podcasters, but it's also about people who want to get into podcasts. So for the people who want to get into podcasts, who have no idea what a podcast is and just want to listen to it, they can just tune in. It's free to tune in, so you can listen to it anytime. And you know that if you listen to it and it crosses that hour border, so it goes from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock or goes to 12, there'll be a different podcast playing. So you don't have to worry about what am I going to search on Apple Podcasts to find another podcast to listen to. You can just tune in and listen to it. And for the people who want to become a guest on the podcast, we're going to have a dedicated area called the Podcast Guest Directory, which we're working on at the moment, which will have a place where they can literally put their details onto the website and people can then search and find them and invite them to become a guest on their podcast. So it basically brings together the three types of people who I'm talking to about podcasting all in one place. So it's providing.
I think that's brilliant.
And I think actually when it comes to what's making Grow Radio unique, I can't think of anywhere else that's bringing all of those people together.
No, I can't, because before we came on air, I haven't heard of this concept before. It's a bit like you call yourself Dave of podcasting. It's a bit like Netflix of podcasting, because Netflix curates content the same way as you do with original programming, because you've got your own show on there as well. Mm-hmm. I think it's great because it's great for people who got existing podcasts and used. We can talk about the platforms a little bit later, but it might, because you train in and you produce, for me you could be a one-stop shop. So I may be wanting to launch a podcast. I come to you, we get trained up, produce it, I get my podcast and Grow Radio, then you can advise me how to get it on these other platforms. So the question is, what are things like Mixcloud, Anchor.fm, what in hell are they? What are they?
So effectively, they have two purposes when it comes to podcasting. It's a place where if you put your podcast on there, they will share it to the different places. So with Anchor, you can upload your podcast to Anchor and they will share it via RSS feeds to places like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Mixcloud, and all those kind of different places. So it is it's what we call a podcast host. That's the distribution center where it gets sent out to different places. But you can also listen to podcasts on there. So each of them are their own directories. So, and that's kind of what you want to do when you're creating the podcast, is you want to make the process as simple as possible. But you want to get your podcast into the maximum amount of places. So you place your podcast onto one of those places and it shares it for you across the different platforms. So if someone prefers to listen to Apple Podcasts over Spotify, they can hear it on Apple Podcasts. If they want to listen to it on Amazon Music, they can. You know, it's about making sure your content's available on a platform where your audience could be. So it just makes it easy for them to find your content. But that's where places like Mixcloud, Anchor, that's where they kind of really come in. But you've also got there's thousands of places where you can listen to podcasts. It's just about making it as simple for your audience to be able to kind of do that. And some people like searching and finding and, you know, all that time. Some people just want to listen to something quite cool.
Yeah.
So it just depends on how much time you've got. But yeah, Mixcloud, Anchor, yeah, they're places where you can listen to podcasts effectively.
Yeah, I think it's really, I mean, I get confused because I know you can upload it on Amazon Music and their process is not the easiest. So as I'm saying is, what is unique about you, because of all the experience and the training, producing and everything else, is that you've got the people who know how to use these platforms, but they want to come to you as another outlet to let their audience know. But also, the real beginner who's got an idea of a podcast can come to you, and you could probably coach them, train them from cradle to birth.
Cradle to birth, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And to be fair, I talk to quite a few people about launching podcasts each week. At the moment, because we're recording this in end of November, for people who are watching it back, it's a bit of a kind of it's a delayed time at the moment for podcasting, because people, especially if they're launching podcasts aimed at families or people who don't want to talk about business, let's say, so non-business podcasts.
Yeah.
There's no point launching it in December because people's focuses aren't going to be on listening to a brand new podcast. It's going to be about Christmas shopping or family time or how to avoid family time and Christmas. It's not about listening to a brand new show. So they're better focused actually launching in January. So at the moment, I'm talking to a lot of people about launching next year rather than launching right now. But when you're launching a podcast, the biggest tip I can kind of give, if it's okay to share a tip on launching a podcast, is making sure you're launching it at the right time. So if it's a business podcast, make sure it fits into your marketing plan. It fits into what you're doing. So you're not launching a book, a website, and a podcast all in the same month. You know, you're spreading it out. You know, if you're talking to people about a particular topic and that topic's relevant in a particular month, you launch it on that month. You make sure that you're launching it at the right time. Because what you don't want to do is launch it, have loads of enthusiasm, expect the world, and nothing comes from it. You might as well launch it at the right time, give your audience the best fighting chance of finding it to start off with, and then building it from there. But yeah, making it fit into your plan, and help making it fit into your personal plan as well. So if you're going away on holiday 2 weeks after you launch it and you haven't got any other episodes lined up, and chances are it probably won't go anywhere because you haven't worked it out.
Yeah.
So you need to make sure it fits into your plan when it comes to kind of launching a podcast.
I think it's brilliant because many people want to do it and they don't know who to turn to do it, and come to someone like you that does the whole range, where Grow Radio is probably the outcome is what they want, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
At the end.
When someone's launching a podcast, I've got a real simple blog on my website, which I'll put in the comments on all of these different places. But basically, they're just a simple set of 10 questions to ask before you launch a podcast. If you can answer those, you'll be ahead of most people, because that will give you a good idea of how you can kind of start to push forward with it.
Brilliant, brilliant. One last question. It's an obvious question. I get asked this as well. What's a good length of a podcast?
What's a good length of a video, Howard?
Piece of string, isn't it?
That's exactly it. Exactly it. It all. There's no best time for a length of a podcast purely because your audiences will be doing stuff whilst they're listening to the podcast. So if you've got an hour's podcast, for instance, and your audience has only got 20 minutes to listen to it, they'll break it into three different chunks and listen to it at three different times. My best advice when it comes to length of podcasts is make sure that it's sustainable so you can keep to that length all the time. So if you can say to yourself, okay, I've got 15 minutes of great content here, and most weeks I've got 15 to 20 minutes, keep it at that length. Don't aim to do 30 and pad it out. Just make sure it's good, valuable content. So make sure you've got enough content to fit the time, but also make sure you've got enough time to actually kind of produce and edit it and that kind of stuff as well, because all of that stuff takes a bit of time as well afterwards. So factor that in as well. So good length of time for a podcast is one that's not waffly. A podcast that's waffly is crap. Don't worry about it. So make sure you've got good content in there. There's no fluff around it, and you can consistently do it each time. Now, if that's 10 minutes, great. If that's half hour, great. If it's an hour, great. There was a figure branded about years ago that was 28 minutes around that kind of time, which kind of fits most people's commutes and all that kind of stuff. But I don't really believe that now. I think it's actually, depending on what type of podcast it is, you can break it up. You, as a listener, you can break it up. And you're clever enough to realize, actually, this is a real good interview. I want to listen to more, but I've only got 15 minutes now. I'll press stop and I'll press play when I'm ready again. We're clever enough to do that as people. So, yeah. How long is a piece of string is the best answer that you could probably give to that.
It is. All right, we're coming to the end now. Your detail has been up on the screen for some time, if you're watching the replay. If you're watching the replay or joining us live, you've missed a whopper. It's been such good value. So catch the replay. Fast forward the bits you don't want to hear, which is me, and then just listen to Gary. So we're going to end with what is called a CTA, a call to action, if we're speaking jargon and podcasts. Because every broadcast, whether it's a video or a audio, needs a strong call to action, doesn't it? Otherwise, you know, what's the point? So I want you to give everybody a brilliant example. I'll put you on the spot here, Gary, of a call to action, which is a reason why people should contact you, Gary. Go.
Okay. So podcasting is one of the best and one of the largest growing areas of marketing, not just in the UK, but across the world. And if you want to figure out how that could work for your business, let's just have a 20-minute chat. That's all it will take for you to kind of get you started. And that doesn't matter if you just want to listen to a podcast and work out what it is, to if you've got a podcast and with 100 episodes and you don't know where to go with it. Everywhere in between that, we can have a chat about it. But it all starts with a little conversation. So pick up the phone, drop me an email, contact details are below. And if you're not sure where to get started at all, check out Grow Radio and have a look at the different options available there.
Brilliant. In case people are listening to this, can you just remind people of your email and the website address?
Yeah, of course. Good plan. So it's gary@growradio.uk is my email. So gary@growradio.uk. And the website, funny enough, is growradio.uk. No co, it's just .uk.
Brilliant. That's it, Gary. Gary Jones. Gary, is hopefully... When they're watching the replay on this, there's so much value in it. And just contact him. There's no obligation. So, everybody, brilliant. I'll put you back into the green room, Gary, while I say goodbye to the good people. Gary Jones, Grow Radio.
Thank you very much. And cheers, Howard.
Speak to you soon. No worries. I enjoyed that. I could have spoken for hours, but I'm a nerd like that and also love the concept of it as well. So, that's it. So, there you go. That's another edition of... MavericMedia.live, bit of live chat. Do you want to be a guest on the show? I'm going to put up talk about your business experience and your business. If you want to do that, drop me a message on Facebook. There's my Facebook link, or on LinkedIn, or PM, or put it in the comments, and we'll have a chat. If a good fit, you can come on the show. That's it. That's the end of today's one. So I'll leave you to get on with the rest of the day. and I will see you on the next live. Enjoy. We'll speak soon. Bye bye.
Thank you so much for watching that episode and listening to the episode as well. If you have enjoyed it, please share it with other people who you think might enjoy it. But also please check out Howard's LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all of that kind of jazz, and connect with him on there. Thank you, Howard, for the opportunity, and hope everyone watching and listening has a great start to 2023. And normal service will resume next week. I've got some really cool interviews lined up for you, both in person and also live. And we're going to have a mix of solo episodes and interviews going forward. So lots of stuff going on. Hope you all have a great day, and you take care, my friends. Gary out. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to The Grow Show. With new shows available every week, if you know anyone else who could benefit from these powerful insights, please share this podcast with them. And don't forget to subscribe.